the light goes out when I hit start up front on the computer, and I usually play music for people for 10 minutes or so just to get them comfortable. And the music stops, so at that point, you know, you have no light, you have no sound, hopefully you don't feel your skin. Yeah, so very little sensory input into your brain is what we want.
Hello and welcome to You Know The Place, the show that explores the Idaho businesses, groups, and locations you always drive by but never seem to visit. I'm Joel Wayne, and this is my co-host, Lacey L.D. Daly.
Hi.
Hi.
What is on the docket this week?
Well, it's my turn. So, what I am nominating is the Stillwater Float Center. So, this is a place that I've walked by a number of times. It's on 10th and Bannock, or thereabouts. And I don't know a ton about this phenomenon of floating.
I'm making this face.
But I've never seen like a video of it or anything like that. But I did read an article one time. But as far as I know, what it is that you float inside float in water inside these pods, and that are like perfect. Like body temperature.
So it's not the same thing that I see little kids running in at the fair. Have you seen those? Like,
no.
Kids can run on these. Oh, I guess there's not water in them.
Oh, okay.
They're in these like AirPods and then they're running on water.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think so.
I had no idea it was like in the core of downtown either.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I think it's, you know, for, relaxation, and maybe some people use it for meditation. I read this article about it, and somebody was trying to. It was a guy who was trying it out, and he wanted to see if he could fall asleep in one for some reason.
Okay.
But he kept getting water in his mouth.
Is somebody going to be with you?
So what I did the other day, I was, again, just walking by. And I popped in, ended up talking to the owner a little bit about it. And so I've scheduled some time for it.
Okay.
And yes, I believe I will be floating.
Yeah, I'm not floating.
And, yeah.
Okay.
No, okay. I mean, I nominated, so I feel like I should probably float.
Absolutely.
Unless you really insisted on it.
Absolutely not. I don't think I float. I think I sink anyways.
And I did confirm. I was like, so can my friend Lacey come in.
Yeah, chat. How intimate of an experience is this?
I don't know.
Is it
I have
like
no
a couple's
idea.
Massage?
I have no idea.
Okay.
So that's going to be something that we're going to figure out. But yeah, we'll chat. We'll chat with him.
Okay.
And then we'll, you know, maybe get a little tour. And then I believe I'll float and you can maybe chat with me while I'm doing it.
Yeah, curious to know what you're going through. So this sounds amazing. I'm so glad that I don't have to do it, but I'm so excited to witness it. But I do want to know what's your central concern about this place?
I guess my central concern, and this one's a little bit different, just the nature of this business, is what's the attraction here? Why do people go and do this? Because I think it's akin to price-wise to getting like a massage, you know, and for getting a massage, I get that. If you've ever had a massage before,
oh, yeah.
I think you generally, anybody who's had a massage before, unless they absolutely beat you up.
Deep tissue.
Yeah. You get why people pay money to
go and
do it, even if you don't do it that often.
Is the only service that they have here floating? Like, so there's no, is there a spa element? Do they do massages? Do they do facials? Do we really not know?
Not that I know of. I mean, I think it's...
Are you going to be in like a fish tank? Oh, it's probably like an indoor pool or like an in-ground pool.
I don't, in my head, I'm picturing like a mix between like a tanning bed, but like a deep dish tanning bed. It's like a Chicago style deep dish tanning bed.
Like a satellite dish?
Yeah. Yeah. Big satellite dish.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Did you... Like, bring like swimming trunks?
Yes.
Okay.
I did.
That was really my central concern going into this experience.
Fair enough.
All right. Well, we'll just make sure you don't eat lunch close to this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I know. Otherwise, I'm not going to fit in the swimsuit.
I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking you're not supposed to swim. I guess you're not swimming.
No, hopefully I'm not swimming. I don't think you're supposed to like break a sweat doing this.
If you do, you're probably doing it wrong.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go see what it's about.
Let's check it out.
Okay.
So, just pulled up. It's a lovely, lovely day.
It's very nice out.
It's very nice out. It's a couple doors down from the District coffee shop, if you've ever been there. I brought
a swimsuit. They didn't tell me to bring a swimsuit.
That's concerning me that they didn't tell you. Perhaps they just thought you would.
Yeah, I mean, I said anything I need to bring, and I said it twice.
What if they have their own that they issue?
Like papier-mâché swimsuits?
Yeah.
Like they're disposable.
Okay, are you nervous?
Yeah, a little bit. I think also, too, because it's like it's a relaxation type of thing. And that's fine. You know, I'm fine with that. It's that we go in and we depend on getting audio, you know. And so it's like, do we have to whisper the whole time?
Oh, we probably will. We tend to let the environment. Remember Husky Voice Joel?
Yeah.
The Beardsmith.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll probably do some whispering. I would be, and now I don't want to freak you out, I would be concerned, like assuming that is somebody in there or do they just leave you?
I think they just leave
I feel this way, and I can usually get over it, you know, in a massage, but, like, just people staring at my naked body. I don't know, and I'm sure I'm focusing too much on the little things, but it makes me nervous.
I get it. For a while there, when I would get a massage, it's like I'd still leave on.
Yeah.
And then my wife was like, you need to, like,
it probably draws more attention to itself when you're going out of your way to try to, like, hide stuff. I'm sure they've seen it all, and they wouldn't be in this line of work if that stuff freaked them out, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay, well, let's go get relaxed. I hope you're super buoyant.
Hey, Tyler.
Joel, yeah. How's it going?
Good, how are you doing? This is Lacey, by
the
way.
Hey, Lacey.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Tyler. But yeah, come on in. I wasn't able to show it to you last time, was I?
No, it's just kind of passing by.
Come on, I can go
over
here.
Okay. Oh, that makes me feel a little bit. We talked about that.
Yeah, I blocked it all off, so we're good to go.
Oh, wow, thank you.
Oh, you were right. It kind of is a tanning bed.
Yeah, so this is it.
This is amazing.
Yeah, feel free to come on in and take a
look. We enter one of the float rooms, and there's a huge pod that takes up most of the space. It's white and smooth, and it looks like a little spaceship prop from, like, a sci-fi movie out of the 50s. The hum in the background, which is actually the pumps, kind of adds to that spacey effect.
How long have you been in this space?
About 4.5 years.
Shut up.
Yeah.
How have I not also stumbled by it?
Overhyped. We don't have very good signage out there, and, you know, it's kind of a... We're kind of overshadowed by the Masonic temple above us and whatnot, but yeah, so I don't know if you know anything about it, but a quick rundown on it. It's like 10 inches of water, skin temperature, so it's about 93 degrees. The idea is we're trying to trick your brain into not knowing where your skin ends and the water begins.
Yeah.
The light goes out when I hit start up front on the computer, and I usually play music for people for 10 minutes or so just to get them comfortable. And the music stops, so at that point, you know, you have no light, you have no sound, hopefully you don't feel your skin. Yeah, so very little sensory input into your brain is what you want. Right, you can kind of unplug from, you know, literally everything for an hour. And there's 1,000 pounds of Epsom salt dissolved into there. You know, you can still see some of it on the bottom, not quite dissolved. But anyway, that's what actually floats you, you know, whether you want to or not.
Okay.
Yeah, it's completely effortless. So you fall asleep, you will not go underwater. It's really bizarre, actually.
So you'd be fine.
I know.
She was like, "There's not. I don't think I float." You know.
Yeah, everybody floats.
Everybody floats.
It's just physics at this point. But so what happens is you're weightless in there, or essentially weightless. So your blood pressure can drop, and blood can get to places it doesn't always get to, like in your spinal column and joints. Kind of decompresses everything, helps with muscle tension and lactic acid buildup and whatnot. So
yeah.
It's really good for you physically, even, you know, a lot of times you get racing thoughts in there, and that's kind of annoying, and if you fight it, it's like staring at your clock trying to go to sleep, you know,
sure.
So it's kind of counterproductive, but you're still getting physical benefits at the same time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of it in a nutshell, I guess.
Okay, so you're the owner.
Yes.
How did you stumble into it? How does one... Yeah, I don't know.
Well, my business partner at the time actually found it. We've been wanting to start a business for a while. Didn't really find anything that was interesting to us at the time. And then he stumbled on this from, have you ever heard of Joe Rogan?
Sure.
Yeah, he's a big podcaster, fight guy, I guess.
Podcaster, comedian. And
right.
Then,
he used to do the Fear Factor.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, he talks about it all the time on his podcasts. And my business partner was like, what in the world is this? So we went and tried it someplace. And I'm like, this is amazing. So we just kind of worked at it and opened it up. And 4.5 years later, here we are.
Yeah, that's great. That's a good amount of time then too. So you must do
yeah, that's going pretty well.
Traffic.
Yeah, it's steadily growing. We're hoping to, at the end of this year, maybe next year, hopefully, be at a point where we can expand.
That's good. That's cool.
Yeah.
What is that humming that I'm hearing?
That's the pumps.
Okay.
So the pumps, it's constantly being filtered. So there's three different filters on it. One of them's a UV filter, so everything is super clean. We get it tested, actually, quarterly. We're kind of clean freaks here. So it comes back about 8 to 10 times cleaner than tap water.
Oh, wow.
But...
I was loving tap water, so
right. So minus the salt, of course. Yeah. Right.
Do people do this in place of massages? Like, you know, it kind of seems along that
it's
line.
It's right along the same line. Yeah, a lot of people do it like with massage. So we offer massage therapy here too. At times, right now, my massage therapist is on bed rest. She's pregnant and she may be retiring. So we're probably looking for another one. But yeah, if you float for an hour, then get a massage for an hour, you're kind of like a wet noodle. You almost need a ride home afterwards. So it's pretty amazing. So yeah, they complement each other quite a bit. So some people will do it instead of massage therapy because they don't necessarily want somebody touching them.
Okay.
But other people like to get massages, you know, because they can actually, you know, work the knots out quicker. This will, you know, everything will start to release after a while, but it's just an ultimate Epsom salt bath, essentially.
I feel like my dad would like this. He's one of those people that's like, I don't want some stranger touching me. But
right.
He bought one of those inversion tables, stuff like that. So he's definitely like trying to fix himself.
It's probably right up his alley.
Yeah, this might be. And you do this alone?
Yeah. Completely alone. The door locks. You know, we have everybody shower off first. And then you're going to shower when you're done to rinse all the salt water off of you. And yeah, you don't necessarily want to be. It's sensory deprivation. Not stimulation with another person, you'd be bumping into each other. And
right.
These things aren't that big.
Yeah. Okay.
So I feel like, do we leave him in here and he like shuts himself in there, or do you shut him in there?
No. Yeah, it doesn't lock or anything. It's not like an automated thing that shuts you in for an hour. So it's,
oh, I see.
That's kind of intimidating. That. No, this, you can leave the door open if you'd like.
Oh, okay.
You know, the only thing is the lights are on a motion sensor, so you know, the lights in the room may click on, but a lot of times I'll put a towel like right here and just close it down and leave it open, you know, 2 or 3 inches. Just get a little fresh air in there because it does get humid in there.
Yeah, sure.
So I kind of do want you to do it like fully closed. Well, yourself.
But I wonder though what order we should do it. I feel like maybe I should try it first with the swimsuit and everything, and then you can talk like we can talk as like the very initial reaction.
Okay.
And then you can leave and all.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
That's fine.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
Okay. Yeah, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you going to lose the swim trunks then once I leave?
I mean, you're not supposed to ask that, but yeah, I think I need to try.
I think you should. I think you should fully immerse yourself in the experience.
I need to actually try it. So.
Okay.
So Lacey and Tyler give me some time to change while they tour the rest of the shop.
Okay, so.
Here's the other room here. Another room.
Okay. So another big, what is the technical term for this? It looks like a pod, but.
Yeah, that's what they call it. The brand name is the float pod.
The float pod,
yeah.
Okay. And so you have two of them here?
I've got two of them here.
Okay.
I have a room for a massage therapist that we built out for three, but we only purchased two to start off with. So this.
Cool, it's got calming tones.
Oh, good.
So, I mean, on an average day, how many people would you say stop by to float?
You know, our max is 12.
Okay.
So the max we have, so we probably average 6 to 8 a day.
Okay.
And weekends are usually a lot busier, so you know they're generally booked on the weekends essentially. But
do people float for different amounts of time, or is it just a standard like you float for an hour?
Yeah, an hour's kind of the minimum we recommend.
Oh,
and
really?
We've had people go for 4.5 hours.
What?
Yeah.
Are they wrinkly when they get out?
No, that's a bizarre thing. You do not wrinkle.
Because of the salt?
Because of the salt, I guess.
Oh.
It's weird, but you literally don't get wrinkly.
Wow.
But yeah, he did a whole art show on stuff that he came up with in the pods. So
that's cool.
It's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, you spent a lot of time in there, huh?
Right.
So then when their hour's up, do you just go knock on the door?
No, I usually put the music back on and the lights click on.
Oh, okay.
And that noise you were talking about, the pumps,
yeah.
That comes back on. So it wakes people up if they're sleeping.
Okay.
You know it's time to wake up when it comes back on.
Gotcha.
I chat with Tyler for a bit longer before heading back to the float room to see if Joel is ready for his time in the pod.
Are you ready?
I just got out of the shower.
Oh, okay.
This is weird that I'm in a swimsuit.
Yeah.
I'm the only one at the beach in this scenario. All right, I'm getting it.
Get in.
It's like a hot tub
that is really, really shallow.
Are you floating?
Yeah, as you're even getting, whoa, weird. As you're even getting in, you can feel yourself floating.
Wow, you really are just floating. You don't even have to try.
No.
He told me that, like, he had a guy in here who would float for like 4 hours at a time.
4 hours?
4 hours.
Well, we're gonna see after I, like, after I put the thing down. Like, if you might have to come knock in like 45 minutes.
He said,
or 2 hours.
He said he puts like the music back on and stuff, and usually people will wake up.
Sorry if I'm talking too loud, because my ears are underwater. So if I'm talking weird, I apologize. And sorry if there's like heavy breathing involved with this. It like laying on your back, like it naturally you're just like, and I feel like I'm using my core muscles down more than I should be because I'm trying to keep my ears out of the water so I can actually hear you.
Yeah, your six pack is showing.
That's not possible. It's a one pack.
Okay, should we like let you float?
Yeah, probably. Is there anything? I don't know. I have nothing else to report quite yet.
Everything feels okay.
Everything feels okay. He did say. Remember, he said that there was a that like if you have any cuts or whatever you notice.
Yeah.
I feel like there's something. It's like there's something on my chest. I didn't think there was anything there.
But it's burning.
Like, now my left nipple is burning.
Do you want some of this,
what was it,
Vaseline?
I think I'll survive. Okay. You could just step out and then I'll pull the thing down.
Okay. Alright, we'll check back in. Do you know how long you want to go for?
You could, no, like 10 minutes maybe.
10 minutes? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll check back in.
And yeah, you could totally knock and then we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I have to cut in here and apologize for my voice while I'm in the pod. I sound like someone doing a bad impersonation of Winnie the Pooh while also trying to be sexy. It seems to be the side effect of getting interviewed while you're floating.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, dude.
So I leave Joel to float and pop back out to chat with Tyler.
I had a question when I was in there, though. Like, is there any fear of drowning? I mean, if you fall asleep, it's probably not enough.
You literally cannot sink.
Right?
Right, yeah. Like, one of the things is people, it's hard to trust the water, so your natural inclination is to hold your head up out, which makes your neck really tired. So if you do actually relax your head and trust the water, you relax a lot quicker. Mm. So yeah, you can't sink unless you try to float on your stomach. That's the only way you would drown and then have some sort of catastrophic failure or whatever.
Do you have frequent customers? Like, how often does somebody get this done?
Yes, we have different like membership levels. We call them memberships, I guess. So you can get between 1 and 4 a month. And we have an unlimited membership options, but that makes sense if you're going to float more than 6 times a month, which is a lot of floating.
Yeah.
So we have about 50 people doing this on our memberships right now, give or take. You know, it fluctuates a little bit.
Right.
But so that keeps us pretty busy. And then, you know, walk-ins, we get, we're averaging around 200 people a month, maybe.
Oh, really?
Coming in here.
Wow.
So it's fairly busy. So I'd say we're running around 60 to 70% booked. So we're excited about that, and it's growing every year.
Do you do a lot of advertising, or do you find that it's like word of mouth? How do people find out about you?
It's so hard to describe, and I'm sure Joel will be able to tell you this, how you would put that into like a print advertisement or something. It's very difficult to describe to someone without sitting down with someone, you know, and talking to them or experiencing it for yourself. And so, yeah, the word of mouth, you know, endorsement is by far the best.
Yeah.
Advertising we have. We do some Facebook stuff, just if you have sales or whatever, you know, put a picture of it on there so people, I've heard about that, I want to try this out, you know, it's for some, on one of our specials or something. But for the most part, we try to just stick with word of mouth. We've tried radio, we've tried, you know, print ads, and I mean, it's okay, but we don't have a big enough brand name that people are going to, you know, recognize our brand just from, you know, hearing it necessarily. The acronym for floating is REST. It's called Restricted Environmental Stimulation Therapy. And so people call it REST. So we were going to be, you know, eternal rest.
Oh, or,
you know, forever instead of still.
And then
water,
you're like, oh.
Right.
You kind of, you know, I asked, like, why this? How did you stumble into it? And you guys were just looking for kind of a cool business idea.
Right, yeah. We both worked in the mental health industry, you know, at the psych hospital for a while. And then at detox centers and stuff around town. And so we wanted something that wasn't construction, you know, could help some people, we could actually make a living at, you know, and so this is kind of what we came up with, what
yeah.
we stumbled into. There was a bunch of other options, but they were really either gimmicky or really like, you know, the fad side of things, and it just wouldn't have worked out, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a nightmare to start a new business, you know, right now, as far as like a small business like this, because, you know, it was very hard to get a loan at first because nobody knows what this is. No bank is going to give you money for what?
You know? You want to float people?
Yeah, they may do it in Portland, but this is Boise, you know? Oh. It's like, okay, whatever. Anyway, so basically we started on the shoestring budget. Oh. We both kept our full-time jobs and worked down here full-time. So like the first year, 2013, when we opened, I think I had maybe 14 days off all year, something like that. And so it's miserable at the beginning, but you know, if you have to have the goals. If you don't set your goals before you start, you're not gonna follow through. You know, this isn't worth it. But you know, it's starting to work out, starting to, I don't want to say pay off, but it's starting to become successful, I guess.
And that's good.
Yeah, word's getting out.
Meanwhile, I'm back in the pod trying to figure out how to successfully deprive my senses to get to the relaxation stage. After I splash around for way too long and get some of the salt water in both my mouth and my eyes, I finally zone out enough to start experiencing what Tyler had mentioned earlier, this feeling of weightlessness and not knowing where your skin ends and the water begins. At different times, you feel like you're perfectly still, and you can even hear your own heartbeat in your head, and other times you feel as if you're rocketing through space. Also, I seem to have no sense of time while I'm in the pod.
What do you think? Do you think I should go?
He's been in for 30 minutes, right?
Is that a good time?
Yeah, so probably at this point, he's finally turned his mind off just now.
Okay.
And he's probably just, who knows, you know, every float's different for every person. Some people will see, you know, stars or whatever. Other people will just fall asleep. Who knows what, he could be in there coming out of his skin for all I know.
I'll give him a little while. I don't want to interrupt what might be the most productive part of this experience.
He may be having some life-changing, you know, epiphany right now.
Yeah, right?
He'll hate you for all time if you go in and mess it up. First time I floated, I wasn't able to shut my mind off.
Right.
I was it kind of felt like a long time, and the person who introduced me to it was like, you know, you're getting the physical benefits even if you can't turn your mind off, so just stay in and, you know, fight through it. And towards the very end, at least it seemed like the very end, who knows, I felt like I finally relaxed, and the light clicked on. It could have been the whole time, but...
Right.
Anyway, when I got out, I was like, okay, whatever. I mean, it was cool, but I could take it or leave it. That night, you know, I slept literally like the dead, and I had the craziest dreams, and it was awesome. I woke up feeling really good. I'm like, okay, maybe I'll try it again. I tried it again, and the actual experience itself was better because, you know, I knew where to put my arms.
Mm-hmm.
I knew what to expect. I didn't have that initial anxiety of, you know, like, am I going to float?
Yeah.
What happens when I close this door? Am I going to, you know,
right.
get a nervous breakdown or whatever? When there's no light, you know, what's going to happen? You kind of, your brain is a lot quieter, you know, it's much easier. And the third time you lay down, and it's just, I don't know, I get a lot of business people coming, true traveling here, same hotels coming in, because it helps with jet lag, it helps them to fall asleep quicker, they say, at night.
All right, I return to the float room and knock on the door, but get no response. Tyler tells me Joel probably can't hear me because his ears are underwater. So I go into the room, and even after I call out to him, he still doesn't answer, until I knock on the pod itself. Hi.
How are you doing?
Hi.
I'm out here. Are you clothed?
I'm clothed.
Okay.
You can come
in
and lift it.
Okay, I'm gonna lift it.
Oh my.
Ooh. Hey.
Hi.
It's steamy in here.
How long has it been?
40 minutes.
Are you serious?
I let you go. I was using Tyler's recommendation about, you know, when you would finally be kind of, you know, getting to the sweet spot of the experience.
The sweet spot.
Yeah. So did you ever fully, like, commit, you think?
Yes, I did. I did go down to the birthday suit.
Oh, you did? I meant mentally.
Oh, well, no, I'm taking you through the process.
Okay.
I went down to the birthday suit. And closed the lid and didn't have the light on. There is an internal light in here, this blue light. I turned that off. I was just trying to figure out, like, where... It's like I couldn't... You're kind of... I mean, you're weightless, so it's like, what... is my spine even lined up? Like, is it, like I could, it's like you, and then sometimes you feel like you're moving a little bit, and then other times it's like, am I spinning in a circle right now? And then, but like at a certain point, you start, like I felt like I couldn't tell like where I, like where the water starts, you know, and you, especially in your core area. And then you really feel like, yeah, I'm feeling it. And that's also when something else happens, which is you start feeling a little bit like a Bond villain. Like, this is what you would be in if, you know, if you were like Mr. Scorpio and Bond was coming to visit you earlier on in the movie before the big finale.
So LD leaves while I get out of the pod and shower off and dress and join her and Tyler at the front of the store.
How was that?
I'm a new man.
You look younger. And you weren't even looking old.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, LD. Well, thanks, Tyler. Yeah, that was an experience. Do people ever, like, with specific parts, like their back or their neck, do they ever, like, they're like, I can't figure out, like, how I'm, like, am I laying funny? You know?
Yeah, and I was kind of telling her earlier that, you know, when you do it, you can almost feel the individual muscles you need to try to figure out how to relax.
Yeah.
Nobody has perfect posture anymore, especially with our smartphones, you know, our heads are kind of tilted.
And over a computer, too, right?
Right, computers and stuff. And so when you get back in there, you go back kind of to natural alignment.
Yeah.
But since you don't have good posture anymore, it kind of pulls on the part where you have issues, you know, and then when you're sensory deprived like that, you know, when you can't really tell where your skin ends and the water begins, you're left with just where the issue parts are. You know, the parts that you have, you know.
This reminds me of, and actually I was thinking about this in there, and I was like, no, that can't be the case. But I remember reading about that with astronauts, that they go in weightlessness, particularly their spine, they have a lot of kind of joint pain, and they say it's because it's like taking all the pressure off, and it's almost like it's stretching you out a little bit. You know, the way that astronauts will come back, and if they've been up in space for a while, they'll
be super weak and stuff.
They'll be weak, and then they'll even sometimes be like an inch taller.
Yeah, it's similar to that, and actually growing. That's what I should market it as. You go into the pod and you grow it. You grow.
Yeah, maybe if you stayed in long enough. I don't know. It might have to be like a year or two.
Right.
LD.
Oh, I could use a few extra inches. Yeah, I wouldn't mind that at all.
Well, most people wouldn't.
Yeah.
But no, like people are using it for like fibromyalgia and whatnot. You know, it's kind of when you go
joint
in there.
Pain and,
right, you go in there and you're left with nothing but a little bit of the pain, and then your brain actually starts training itself to not feel it, because you know how you don't feel your shirt unless you think about it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like pushing it to the back, and so people are using it for a little bit of pain management in that regard.
Huh. Yeah, well, I enjoyed it. I would do it again.
Look at you. You look like a little boy.
Stop that.
Post-float glow going.
Yeah.
Post-float glow.
Post-float glow. That's a hashtag.
Yeah. There you go.
Perfect.
Hey, thanks so
Thank
much,
Thank you.
Tyler.
See you guys.
Okay, so initial thoughts right out the gate. And this is all you?
Yeah. Well, I really, I enjoy Tyler. He's a pretty soothing person, you know, in his own way, which I feel like is a good match for a float center. Not that I have anything to compare it to, but I guess the same if you go to a, you know, a massage studio or something like that, you want the people that you deal with to be like soothing,
yeah,
I guess.
Chill, yeah. Not over the top.
Comforting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then other immediate takeaways. So the idea is sensory deprivation, right? Like relaxation, meditation via sensory deprivation. I feel like three tips I came up with out of the gate in terms of the senses. Don't get it in your mouth because it does taste bad. And that's not depriving that sense, you know. Try not to get it in your eyes because that burns a lot. So that's another sense. And last, if you're feeling gassy, that's all.
All right.
Just wait, maybe.
Just wait.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right.
So, back in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Stillwater Float Center. It's a little bit different, obviously, for you because we had such different experiences there. But first impressions.
We did. This was maybe the first time it wasn't the most equally shared experience.
Right.
But that I'm still totally okay with that. Okay, I don't know where I got this idea from, but before we went in there, and maybe I dreamt about this, or maybe this also exists, but like I had pictured this happening in like an in-ground pool, and like somebody would be in there with you, like kind of helping you float with like their hands under your back or something.
This is what you were picturing?
Yes, and the guy would have kind of like he would have the voice from like, did you do yoga in high school? You know, and they're like, and close your eyes and let your eyeballs drop down to your spine. And I thought it would be
deeper
something like
and
that.
Deeper.
And maybe there's somebody sitting deeper. In a plastic lawn chair in the corner with a gong, like, thong. So I was, I don't know, for better or for worse, it wasn't that.
No.
It was much more self-contained and...
solitary.
Yes, and I can kind of see how that would turn into some sort of meditative experience.
Yeah.
So good to know about that. What about you? And I do have a question before you give maybe your initial takeaways.
Sure, yeah.
How did you feel the next day?
I felt good. I feel like I probably did not do... I didn't go about it in an ideal way. Number one, you know...
I probably didn't help.
Well, no, I think that was part
saying.
Of it. Not you. I think the pair of us, you know, mm-hmm. going and doing this, you know, you interviewing me first, me trying it out on my own and splashing around, you know, you know, and kind of zoning out, but then also being a little bit on edge for some reason, waiting for you to come back in.
Right.
So... He had mentioned, like, just sleeping like the dead, I think he said, that first night. But me and my wife went out that night and ended up staying out fairly late. And so I feel like I slept pretty well, but...
But you're not sure why.
I don't know if it's because, you know, we got to bed at midnight, you know, and usually it'd be
and you know
earlier than that.
Something that he said to me, I don't think on tape... he kind of used a skiing analogy.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, I tell people when they're nervous about floating or they're not sure about the process, it's like skiing. You know, the first time you go, you're probably going to suck and it's going to hurt and you're going to fall and you
totally.
Might decide that you never want to try it again, but you should. The next time you're a little more familiar, you're better at orienting yourself. But the third time is when it really starts to maybe become fun.
Yeah.
And fun for skiing, maybe not fun for this, but it actually starts.
Well, get in some sort of groove, you know.
Yeah. So three being the magic number, but anyhow.
Yeah.
What about then your central concern?
My central concern. Mm-hmm. Well, really what I was asking about was what's the attraction? Why are people coming in and doing this, especially after we learned that he's been in business for as long as he's been there? And I think we hit upon something just by happenstance talking about it or comparing it to massage a little bit. It seems to be, first of all, it is people. It is repeat business. It is people who, he said, sometimes they're less prone to human touch or, mm-hmm. or maybe more kind of pseudo-intimate touch by someone that you may not necessarily know.
Right. That freaks some people out.
That freaks some people
Rightly
out.
Rightly so, yeah. My dad.
You included, maybe even a bit. It's also maybe for people who are not particularly claustrophobic. And I was thinking, too, it's for people, maybe it's for people who are kind of trying to quiet the noise in their head. Something about quieting the noise in your head, like shutting everything out. But you and kind of this space, this dark space, dark in a physical, literal sense, mm-hmm. not in an emotional sense, to think through some things.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Final takeaways for you?
I mean, they're along the lines of what you were just talking about. I was thinking, why would somebody do this? Like, couldn't I just go in a room and deprive myself of the senses? Just lie naked yeah. on the floor and turn the lights out?
on the floor. Maybe not like hardwood.
Yeah.
Or any like
some
a,
carpet
a car-
though. Some yeah. good carpet.
Good carpet that doesn't itch.
yeah. But I do think the same thing. It's more about, you say, quieting, you know, your mind, but also just any temptation to interact with the distractions that we see every day, right? I mean, if I'm in that dark room lying naked on the ground, there's not a whole lot stopping me from getting up and checking my phone. If, you know, I'm thinking about something, I do that all the time where I'm walking through something, but I need to know something and like I need to Google it or check my email.
And it would be impossible, obviously, to check your phone. I mean, this is a place where it's like it's you at your most vulnerable. You know what I mean?
And I would think, you know, you're in the pod and sure, you could get up and open it and check your phone, but you're almost like ruining the process.
Right.
You know, you're kind of foregoing any of the minutes that you just spent building up trying to forget where you are and what you're doing.
Right.
And so you risk losing all of that. So there more seems to be at stake in an environment like this versus trying to do it on your own in any other sort of room or experience, depriving yourself of the senses. I've myself never tried it. I'm a little intrigued. I don't know if floating is for me, but the concept makes sense to me.
And there's something to be said about kind of on the gym model too, about like if you pay for it,
mm-hmm.
you know, then it's like if you wanted to, and some gyms do this where they charge more specifically so that people will actually use it,
right?
You know, so that they won't just take it for granted. And so I think, yeah, if you were going to pay for it, you're going to try to get to that space. You're going to try to get in there and kind of get the work done.
It's just so much more intentional, right? So.
Yeah.
Who knows? What about you? Final takeaways?
Final takeaways. I guess for me, then it's I'm looking at it from a personal perspective. You know, I had that initial thought where I thought, what if I love it? What if I fall in love with it and I need to have this. But for me, I feel like the jury is still out, especially when we started comparing it to massage. Because when it comes down to it for me, and that were the choice, I'd rather have a massage. I absolutely would. But I would be curious, I guess, if I had the time and the money to do both. I think that would be interesting to try to get a massage first and then go and do it. But then also just to try it again and hopefully get to that space a little bit quicker,
mm-hmm.
a little bit sooner, and then see to, you know, do what you're supposed to do after a massage too, which is, you know, kind of go rehydrate,
mm-hmm.
and kind of take it easy, you know. Like I went to the gym afterwards.
Yeah,
you know?
You might have ruined something. Yeah. if you work towards anything.
Right. I don't know if I was supposed to do that.
So final question then. Would you go back for a second float?
I would because of I'll try anything twice.
Oh, twice.
I'll try anything twice.
Okay.
Because I say that, I've said that since high school, because I feel like sometimes the first time really isn't, it wasn't the ideal conditions, whatever it is. And so a lot of times you have to give something a second try. That's not everything, certainly, mm-hmm. but that's what I say. That's my general rule of thumb is I'll try anything twice. All right.
Is that all we got?
Wait.
What?
Are you going to try it?
Maybe. I don't think that I have like diagnosable claustrophobia. I don't think that's a worry, but
I'm pretty claustrophobic, and I panic at night
when I get pinned under the covers between my dog and my partner.
Oh,
it's like
yeah.
a panic attack. So
sure.
maybe though he did say you could kind of crack the
mm-hmm.
crack the pod.
Mm-hmm.
I would be willing. This podcast project is really making me step outside my comfort zone. Again, I don't think it would fully replace massage trips for me, but it could.
Sure.
I'd be willing to give it a shot.
Yeah,
that was a really long answer.
That's all good.
Sure, not with you though.
No, we learned that that's not the ideal.
It's certainly not.
We didn't learn personally. We just learned from what Tyler told us. So, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
You Know the Place is a podcast brought to you by Boise State Public Radio. Our music is James Dean Kindle and the Eastern Oregon Playboys. Our website is youknowtheplacepodcast.com. Thank you.